Maybe he was trying to teach me patience. Maybe he was trying to teach me to trust in him. Maybe he was trying to teach me to hire a plumber. I don't know what he was trying to teach me because I didn't give him a chance. As soon as things didn't go my way, I started complaining. I wish I could say that was 20 years ago and now I'm much more trusting in God, but really it was probably about 3 years ago. St. Alphonsus says, if we're gonna do this, we have to be convinced that everything comes from the hand of God. Everything, including Niagara Falls coming out of your plumbing. He says, afflictions don't happen just by chance or solely by the malice of men. We have to be convinced that everything happens to us by the hand of God. This includes things that are obvious, like sickness or death from relatives, or death of relatives. But it also includes things that maybe you're not so sure of, like when someone badmouths you, one of your neighbors starts spreading rumors, or someone breaks into your house and steals your china or whatever. He says we have to be convinced that everything that happens to us happens by the will of God. And he says in Isaiah chapter 45, it says, I am the Lord. There is no other. I form the light and create the darkness. I make well-being and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. And now, because this is difficult, and some of us are maybe wrestling with it, Alphonsus gives us two examples from the Bible. Remember the time when Jesus was walking to Jerusalem and he's telling his apostles, bad things are going to happen. So St. Peter says, well, Lord, if that's going to happen, let's not go to Jerusalem. And Jesus says, shall I not drink the cup that my Father has for me? Wait a minute. It was Jesus's fellow Jewish people that wanted him killed, and it was my fellow Italians, the Romans, that actually held the hammer and the nails. But Jesus did not say, shall I not drink the cup that my fellow Jews have for me, or that the Romans have for me? Jesus knew that what was in store for him was the will of God, and so he said, shall I not drink the cup that the Father has for me? Alphonsus also tells the story of Job. Remember Job? It was like the worst country song ever, right? Job was having a really bad week. All these bad things started happening to Job. And at one point, these bad guys, the Sabaeans, came and they plundered his goods, they drove off his cattle, they torched his barn, and I mean, they did some bad stuff. They killed his family. So the messenger tells Job all this stuff. Job responded and he said, well, let me tell you what he didn't say. Job did not say, the Lord has given me my children and my possessions, and those dang Sabaeans have taken them all away. He didn't say that. Job said, the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. And because he knew it was the will of God, he added, blessed be the name of the Lord. If we're going to be saints, St. Alphonsus says, we have to be convinced that everything that happens to us happens by the will of God. And then he jumps right away in this work. It's called Uniformity with God's Will. You can download it for free online. He says, don't get this next part wrong. Because if you get this next part wrong, you're going to have the wrong idea of God. He says it's important to know that God does not ever will sin. God never wants someone to sin. And he doesn't concur with a sinner's bad intentions. God never wants sin. But he does desire the material actions that result from a person's sin if he allows that to happen. Let me explain. If someone steals your wallet from you, if I steal your wallet from you, Alphonsus says, God doesn't want me to steal. Stealing's a sin. That stealing would keep me separate from God. But God does want you to go through the hassle of having to cancel your credit cards and go to the Social Security Department and get a new Social Security card and do all these other hassles. He wants you to grow through something. Otherwise, he wouldn't have allowed me to steal your wallet. I mean, think about how many things could happen to you, but don't, because God sends his guardian angels to protect us. There's been numerous times where I almost was in a car accident. I'm like, I could have died just now, but my guardian angel just kind of pushed me out of the way. Alfonso says, if God allows someone to do something wrong or bad or sinful to you, he doesn't want that sin, but he wants the result because it, in some way, it's what's best for us. If someone steals our money or humiliates us, God has something good in store for us. He tells a story about a monk. This is Alphonsus. And this monk was in a monastery. And if you're familiar with the story of Solanus Casey, which happened, you know, hundreds of years after this, this monk's story is very similar to Solanus Casey, who's somewhat of a local Midwest figure. But anyway, this monk, his external observances were the same as every other monk in the monastery. But this guy was so holy that people would just touch his habit, his garments, and miracles would happen. Now, miracles are cool, but they kind of disrupt monastery life. Because all of a sudden, all these lay people are visiting the monastery because they want to meet this holy monk, and it's causing a disruption. So the guy in charge, the abbot, he talks to the brother monk and says, why are these miracles happening? And the monk said, I don't know. Today, in modern language, beats me, Father. Well, the abbot said, well, what devotions do you practice? He said, I don't do anything special beyond making a great deal of willing only what God wills. Prosperity does not lift me up, and adversity does not cast me down. I direct all my prayers that God's will may be done in me. So that sounded holy, right? It sounds like the right answer. So the abbot pressed him a little bit, and he said, what about the other day when our enemies raided our monastery and they torched our granaries? That didn't cause you any resentment? Oh, no, Father. I return thanks to God, as is my custom in such circumstances. I'm fully persuaded that God does all things, or he permits all things to happen for his glory and our greater good. I'm always at peace no matter what happens. The monk, the abbot, no longer wondered why these miracles were happening. See, Alphonsus says, oh, the supreme folly of those who resist God's will. Because in God's providence, you can't escape his will from happening. So when we resist God, we just go from bad to worse. He quotes St. Alphonsus. I'm sorry, Alphonsus quotes St. Augustine. St. Augustine gives advice for those among us that whine and complain, like when things don't go our way. So if you're a whiner or a complainer, St. Alphonsus is quoting St. Augustine, and St. Augustine's advice is, little man, grow up. St. Augustine, folks, he says, little man, grow up. Sounds like something someone would say today. St. Augustine said that in 300-something AD. Little man, grow up. God wills our good. God loves us more than anyone else in this world ever could love us. So if something bad happens to us, he says we should just take it as a promise that God loves us. Let me just use as an example the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. If you were one of Jesus' followers 2,000 years ago, and you were on the hill, and you were watching this happen, you would have thought, oh, this is the worst thing ever. We trusted him. We believed in him. And they're killing him. This is the worst thing ever. And you would have been absolutely right. Brothers and sisters, that is the worst thing that ever happened in the history of mankind. Man nailed love to a cross. Now, I'm not making light of any other atrocity that's ever happened. We've had some pretty big ones in the last 100 years even. But nothing is worse than that. The worst event of human history. But 2,000 years later, you and I look at the crucifix and we say, oh, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. He did that for me. Because of that, I could be in heaven someday. Do you see what just happened? God took the worst event of human history and flipped it upside down and made it the absolute best thing of human history. It all comes down to one scripture verse. If you've never memorized scripture, tonight's the night. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. All things work for good for those who love God. That's the lesson of the cross. If God can do that, then can't he turn around any of our situations? Well, I don't know why my plumbing blew up, but if I surrendered that to God and if I united myself to God's will, I could have said, hey, God's will be done. Something, he's going to turn this upside down in my life. Now, I'm not trying to make light of some of the difficult situations we find ourselves in. I know both my parents have died. I lost both my parents when I was relatively young, and I can't explain why that happened. In fact, one of them, my dad died, it was an instant heart attack. I was at flight school in California. My dad died of a massive heart attack instantly in Connecticut. 8 years later, my mom got cancer and was dying, and I was in Minnesota, and my sister called me and said, Dave, mom was diagnosed. She has 6 months to live. So I thought, oh, well, I never prayed for my mom's healing because I knew in my heart, this is my mom's time. She has 6 months, so I was going to finish. I had 1 month of work left to do in Minnesota. Then I was going to fly home to Connecticut and spend time with my mom. 3 weeks later, my sister called me back and said, David, you better get home now. Fly home now. It looks like mom's not going to make it much longer. I was a little bit confused because the doctors just gave her 6 months, and it's been less than 1 month. But I got my plane ticket. I went to the airport. Before I got on the plane, I called the doctor at the hospital, and he said, Mr. Rinaldi, I'm sorry, but your mom passed away about an hour ago. Now, I wasn't mad at God, but I was just confused. I wasn't asking for a miracle. I wasn't asking for this big healing. I was just asking that my mom stay alive for 2 more hours so I could fly home to Connecticut and say goodbye. Why did God allow that? I have no idea. But if I believe Romans 8:28, that all things work for good, then someday, not here on earth, but someday I'm going to get that answer. Why did God allow your son to make that bad decision? Or your grandson to deny the faith? Why did your husband start drinking so much? Why did this? I can't answer those questions, and I can't make light of it. I'm not suggesting, oh, just trust God and it's all gonna be easy. It's not easy. It's painful, it's ugly, and it makes no sense. But Jesus promises us, Romans 8:28, all things work for good. If we believe that, not that it makes it easy, it's not easy. But we can trust that when bad things happen, that if God allowed that to happen, then he can somehow turn it around and use it for good. And we just have to trust that he'll do that. St. Alphonsus says, God wills are good. He loves us more than anyone else can or does, since by his very nature, God is love. Like, God is love. No one else could love us the way that God does. Romans 8:32, it says, he who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for all of us, will he not give us everything else? Like, if God gave us this, then why are we concerned that he's not going to provide for our needs? You know, I'm 51 right now, so I'm just starting to realize, wait a minute, my financial plan for retirement, having worked for a nonprofit, not looking too good. I'm not sure what we're going to do in 10 years, 20 years, and I can get all nervous. As much as I like to have a funny personality, I get stressed. I'm a type A, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high stress person, and I'm like, what are we going to do? Are we ever going to retire? What's going to happen? I have to take St. Alphonsus's advice. I wish I had it perfect. I would love to walk in here and say, I've mastered this, you guys, follow me. But I am far way off. But I believe Romans 8:28, that no matter what happens, if I work hard, and even if I don't, God's gonna do miracles. He's gonna work in our lives.